We're up to Daf Kuf Chaf Hei. Just start the Mishnah. Kulyas Hameis. Kulyas, that's a bone. It means a thigh bone. But really it means any bone that has marrow inside it that comes from a mace. Or else the Kulyas HaMekdoshim, or else the bone that comes from a korban from a Mekdoshim, which really means, Rashi says, Uvim Esech T'Psochim Tanan HaPigo V'Yanoise Metamim Es Yadayim T'Garzal B'Rabonim Mishnim Chashu D'Kuno. The Yatila Kuna, they made Gzeris there with them with Rabbonin, and the korban becomes pigul or noiser, so it has a tumor, it's metama, the person's hands become tame. The Gozu after Yatsamas over there, they made Gzer even the bones. Sheshim Shu noiser that worked, that helped along, the noiser also has this tumor. So Mishnah talks about these two types of bones, either a kulyas from a mace, or a kulyas from a korban, yeah, that became pigul or noiser, so they are tame. The locher is hanogeya b'hem, whoever touches these two bones, bein stumim, bein nekuvim, tomei. Whether the bone is complete, sosa means closed, there's no holes in it. Or whether bein nekuvim, there is a hole that you could touch the marrow inside it. In both cases, tomei, you become tomei. And as the meis de pshat is, that's the locher, that an etzem kisera is metama b'maga v'masa. If you touch the bone, you become tomei. And Masha by the Mekdoshim also, just touching the bone is metamiyu. Forget about the marrow inside or the meat, just the bone itself is metamiyu. But what's going to be kulyis nevelo? You have this bone, this thigh bone, from an animal that just died that became a nevelo, or else the kulyis hasheretz. You have the bone from a sheretz. The idolocher is the bones themselves have no tumor. It's only the meat that's on them or inside them that has the tumus novella or tumus sheretz. So the here the locher is hanageya b'hem. If you touch the bone itself without any meat, so stumim. If the bone is completely closed, there's no holes in it, you can't touch the inside marrow, then tohirim. You remain tor because the bone itself has no tumus novella and you didn't touch the novella, therefore you remain tor. But nekuvim, let's say the bone has a hole in it, then the locher is kolshu. No matter how small that hole is, mitama b'maga, yes, if you touch the bone, now you become tamei. Rashi says, afilu k'chut hasar, even though the hole is as small as a hair, she'ef shilikonis boy chut hasar, because you could put in a chut hashara, your hair, you could put in there. You could put in a piece of your hair, or a piece of your beard in there, and then you become tamei. Because since the shaykh b'maga, now you do become tummy. And even though you don't put your hair, even though lamaisa, you're not touching the marrow inside, but since it's possible to touch it, it has a tumas magi, even though you're just touching the outside of the bone. Now the Mishnah says, minayin, how do I know to say shaf b'masa? Even in the case we're just carrying the bone, you're not touching it, how do I know there's a tumas masa here also? Talmud Leim, where the Pasuk says, v'hanogeya v'hanoisa. It says the two, one next to another, the tumas maga and the tumas of carrying it. So we dashin like this. Eshebol lechla maga, any type of a tumor that you, if you touch it, you become tamei, all these things by nevela. Therefore, bol lechla masa, you'll have tumas masa also. Not every tumor, there are certain tumors just only has tumas maga, not tumas masa. But in the case where the din is, it has a tumas masa. We just want to know, does it apply here? So wherever you could be metam yourself through touching it, you can metam yourself through carrying it. But what's going to be loy bol lechla maga? Let's say here, if the bone is sosem, the bone is completely closed, so you cannot touch the inside marrow. In such a case, you can't get to have a tumas maga. Is loy bol lechla masa? Who adin? There's no tumas masa. Even though lemaisi you're carrying the bone, but since you can't have a tumas maga, that's this hekesh teaching us that you'll have no tumah by just carrying it. Now the Gemara says, Nageya in avomayuloi. Mash was only a tumas maga, if you touch this kulyas, the bone of the mace, but if you put it into a house, has no tumas oil on it. So the question is, why not? Hey, it's avomayuloi, if you just bring it into the house, and you have the roof over it, it would not bring down tum into the house. So the question is, hey chidami, what type of a bone from a mace are we talking about over here? Idika kezayis boser, if there's a kezayis boser on top of the bone, is so then b'yoyo nami letomei. She even have a tumas oil also, that's the locho. Now the kezayis boser of a mace, it has tumas oil. So Samar says in Echnami, the leka ksayis bosor. There's no ksayis bosor on top of this bone. Samar is still, but the dika ksayis moyech mifnim. If there's a ksayis worth of the marrow inside the bone, so also we should say, tumma boikas viola. The tumma like bakas means breaks through the bone and goes up. Viola says so, viola namilatomi. It should also be tumas oil. It's sort of like you have a ksayis bosor in the house. Because even though this marrow is inside the bone, but that's always the klal, if you don't have a pesach tefach, if you don't have an air spot of a tefach in between like the mace and the covering, then the tumor goes up. So here, there's no tefach worth of space inside the bone, inside the marrow. Therefore, the marrow shoots up its tumor of a mace above the bone. So again, there's a kezayis moyach inside the bone. It should have a tumas oil. Smur says, yes, we're talking about again the Mishnah, the leka kezayis moyach min mefnim. We're talking about now this bone, this kulyis hameis, where there's not even a kezayis of marrow inside the bone. Smur is the question, vi moyach mi befnin, ma la rucha mi bachutz. But if the little bit marrow that you have inside the bone could cause it, that the meat on top of it could become healthy and grow back again. If so, then Eva Malyhu, then this bone by itself should be called an aver, a complete limb like of the mace. And then Biyoil Namalatama, that's the local. An aver from a mace is Matama Biyoil. So here it's not only a din of an etzem, but this bone should have a local like an aver, like a limb. Harashi explains, the kisav, if you hold that the moyech shebefnim, the marrow inside a bone, mala arucha labosim arachutz, it could cause the outside meat to grow back and become healthy again when the bone's attached to the person when he's alive. Afagav, if so, afagav the leka moyech, even though there's no marrow inside the bone, ho yiluv mechuba lechai, since when this bone is still attached to a live person, seif hamoyech lovoi, lemaisim, when it's attached, when it's alive, like the marrow would grow inside it. Shere pomim, shamayach kula kola. A lot of times the marrow inside it, like dies out, goes out. The chayzen, it comes back again. If so, this bone, if it would have been inside, it would have retained its marrow. Why day hamayach? And because of the marrow inside the bone, godl habosam alamala. That would also cause that the meat on top of the bone would grow back again. In Cain of Sarash, he says, even without the outside meat and without the inside marrow, chashev aver is called an aver. Called etzem cholol, it's called an aver limb by itself. Otnan, that's the Mishnah. Erlis vayivorim ein lem shir. Avil apachos mekazayis min ames apachos mechadoshim min asheretz. No matter how small it is, the whole limb has tumas oil. Sielukur, let this bone have a tumas oil on it also. So my answer is, Omer Rav Yehuda the Rabbi Chia Zaisameres. From here we hear and learn out that Moyech Min Befnim, even in the case when the bone does have a snarrow inside, Moyech Min Befnim Eino Mal Aruchim Bachutz. No, it does not cause the meat of the outside of the bone to grow back. Like when the bone is attached inside the body when you're alive, and for some reason the meat around the bone comes off you, so the bone will not cause it to grow back again. So therefore, the bone by itself is not called an aver limb. Rashi says, "Ksaver ein moyech shemefnin malavuchim lebosim machutz v'achohoyu v'leka bos." Since there's no meat on the outside of the bone, if so, ain't seifel alas arucha b'chai. Even if it would have been alive, it would not grow back again the meat. Therefore, v'lo aver mikra is not called an aver. If it couldn't have grown back again the meat, then it's only called a bone. It's not called an aver. So that's why the Mishnah says this bone only has a tumas magar, but it has no tumas magu masa, but has no tumas oil. So Moshe says, b'maya kimta, how did you put the pshat now, Mishnah, in b'maya kimta? The lek kezayis, we're talking about now, where there's no kezayis moyach inside the bone. So Moshe's question, if so, the mukdoshim amayim etamei? If so, why by mukdoshim, why is it tamei? Rashi says, harei leshim shu noiser. This bone never helped along the noiser. The noiser prophets in the kezayis. Nice is only if you have meat of kachim that you left over, you did not eat it at the right time. So you leave over kezayis worth, it becomes a nicer. Here now, on the outside bone, there's no meat. On the inside of this bone, the moyach, he's telling me now, is less than a kezayis. So, that this moyach never had a nisa nicer. So we never had an Issa Noisa, so why is the bone become Tomei? The bone by itself is not Tomei by Mekdosh and by Korban. It's only if it was Chal an Issa Noisa upon the meat, so whatever was Meshamash, whatever helped along the meat, also becomes Tomei. But here this bone did not help along the Gezaiah's worth of Noisa. That's one question. Secondly, Kul Yis Nevela, the Sefer, the Mishnah says, if you have this bone from a Nevela, or else for Kul Yis HaSheretz, you have this bone from a Sheretz. So the Mishnah says, Ki Nikvu, if there's a hole in the bone, that's possible for you to put your hair in there and touch the Mayach, Hare Mitamoy, then you become Tomei as Maga Nevela, or as Maga Sheretz. So the question is why? If there's no kezayis of moyach inside, there's no kezayis of meat there, so it should have no tumas nevela. Nevela is only tumah if you have the kezayis worth of the nevela. The kezayis has no tumah. And the sheretz also. So even if you made a hole there, lechura, why is it mitzvarif? The question is, kinikfu amay metamim. Ha'amrit, the ain't shem mitzvarif from the tumah chamura. Like, even if you want to say the bone is less like a shemer, but that's the mishnah we had before, that a shomer might not mitzvarev to a shear for tumah chamur of a nevela. It's only mitzvarev to the shear for tumas oichlin, not for tumas nevela. So why is that mishnah said as a tumas nevela? So Moreh says in Echnami, hola kash, this alone wouldn't be kasha. I'll answer you, reisha the reisha, the mishnah by the kol yis hameis, just talking about the leka kezayis, which is not a kezayis of moich inside. Therefore it has no tumas oil, it only has a tumas magamasa, but there is a din etzim alone. Sefer that talks about the tumas of a nevela, there's no tumas nevela on the bone itself, it's only because of the meat and marrow inside it. Senechonami, dika kezayis, here we're talking about where there's the kezayis of marrow inside the bone. Oh my, kamashkun, what's the chiddush of a mishnah then? Mili, mili kamashkun, each part of the mishnah is teaching us something else. Each one are different words. Reisha kamashkun, on the reisha, the mishnah is teaching us, the moyech mi bifnim, ein mala rucha mi bachutz. That's the chiddush by the bosa, the bone of a mace. That even though it has a drop of marrow inside, but that marrow does not make the meat on the outside grow back again. Therefore, this bone is not considered a neiver, and therefore it has no tumas oil. That's the chiddush where there's no kezayis of moyach inside. It's not metama oil machmas adin of aver. That's the chiddush in the reisha. And mukdashim, what's the chiddush by the bone of a mukdash of a hegdish? My kamashmalon, that shimish noiser milsi. The chiddush is that this bone, even though the bone itself has no issa noiser, but since it's mishamish a noiser, inside of it has a kezayis worth of it. So, in Echnaimi, that's one where there was a kezayis of moyach inside. And the chiddush is that since the moyach inside has an issa noiser on it, who would then the bone also has a tumor now? Because the bone is mishamish, like protects it, works for the moyach inside. That's the chiddush. The Mukdoshim Dika Bone Solomon has a Kezayis of Moyach inside. And the Kul Yis HaMeis is where there's no Kezayis of Moyach inside. The Mor says this is the Chiddush, because we'll see the Yoma Mori Baravua, Omer Rebbe Yitzchok, Gemara Psochim, it says like this, that at Somois Kodeshim, the bones of a Korbin, Sheshim Shu Noiser, in a case where they protected, they helped along the Bosa that was Noiser, Metamas Yadayim, that you also have a tumas Yadayim. If you touch it, you become Tomei. Hoyu Benasas Bos is Ladover also. Since it becomes a boss, it's like protecting the marrow inside. That's the Chiddush about Mishnah over here for this Svara. The Rashi says, Kamash Menah Mishnah, the Mishun, the Shimshu, Kazayas, Naisa, Metama, Filu, Kishistuma, Vulanoga, Bemayach. That's the Chiddush, even though the bone is sosim is complete. There's no way really to touch the marrow inside it. Still, Yutamei, since the etzim itself, the bone is shimish, is protecting the noiser inside, therefore the bone itself also has this tumas of noiser on it. That's also the chiddush of the Mishnah. Now, then the Mishnah says, Nevela, what's the chiddush of the kulyus of a Nevela? Afagav dika kezayis, even though there's a kezayis moyach inside the bone, still, nikfa in, if there's a hole in the bone that you could touch the inside, then there's a tumas maga, there's a tumas mas also. But lo nikfa, that's the chiddush, in the case where the bone is complete, there's no hole in the bone, then there's no tumas maga, who are then, there's no tumas masa. That's the chiddush of our mishnah, it's mili mili katani, that by a bone of a mace there's no kezias, and by the other bones in the Mishnah there is a kezias of mayach inside the bone. Here, Namor says, Abaye says that Lierlum really could be mayach mi befnim ma la ruch mi bachutz. Abaye only argues in this one point, that it could be really that even though a bone has no meat on top of it and has no marrow inside it, but the marrow by itself, it will be alive. The marrow inside it will grow back. And once the bone has the marrow, that itself causes the bosa, the meat, to grow back on the outside. So really, a regular bone is considered like an aver. So the question is, though, why does the Rashi of the Mishnah say the bone of the mace is only tumas magamasa? What happened to tumas oil? So by it's like this. The Bayi says that vihoch of a mayas kinnan. You know what the Mishnah is talking about? Vishas shofa, where like you sawed off or cut off the bone. Not the pshat, the bone was just pulled out, but you sawed it off like through and through. You cut it, Rashi says, either with a saw or with a knife. And who could Reb Loz, like Reb Loz says, the Yom Reb Loz, kul yis sheshofa, if you have this bone that you slice, you cut, liorko, if you cut it the length of it, so then tamei, then it'll still be tamei. Then it's not leaving it by mace, leaving it with tumas oil on it. But since you cut it down the length, it will be attached, it will be alive, the parts of it with strands will still be attached completely, and therefore that could still cause the mayach, would make the meat on the outside grow back. But l'rochboy, like our Mishnah is talking about now, where the bone was sliced along its width, completely cut off, it's not attached at all, doesn't go through anything, then toira, then the bone is tor, it's tor mishum oil, that's the tumas oil. It's not called an aver anymore. It won't be able to make its meat grow back again. And the Mor says, b'simnech, what's similar to this? Dikla, like by a palm tree. So Rashi says it means, imtitu imenu ritsua, so you take the strip that grows around it. So it dries up, and it won't let the sap go up the tree. But if you only cut it off lengthwise, so there's still a piece there, a part that's still attached, that the sap could go straight up the tree, it will still make it heal, become better. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about, where the koyis was cut straight through and through the width of it, so therefore nothing goes through it, therefore it's not mala rucha, and that's why it's not called a nefer. So Abaye Sofer only argues on the teretz of the first case of the ratio of the koyis emes, that even though it is mala rucha, still here in this case of the Mishnah, it will not be mala rucha, can't make it better, won't be able to heal it. Now, the Rabbi Yechanan says no. For Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Lielam Dika Kazai, he's talking about now, even this Kulias HaMeis could be there is a Kazaias of Maru inside it. And also, there could be the Maru inside the bone also would cause the bone to retain its meat on the outside. If it would be alive, it would make the meat grow back. So the question is then, if it has a din of an Eva then, why isn't there a Tumas Oil? So Mor says, "Enechnami, O my nageya diktoni." What does the Mishnah mean, nageya? Mal taka means a tumas oil also. It says kuyas mes kuyas hamidoshim nageya bem. Nageya there means even with a tumas oil. So therefore, there's no kasha. So Mor says, therefore, the old Mishnah is talking about where there is a kezayis moich inside. And Enechnami, nageya is lav davka. It has a tumas oil also. Rashi says, "A my nageya mayo." Mayo nami b'mash, we're going to force for yozal dika tanoi de koril a mayo nageya. Some tanoi and call tumas oil, some that's over the same tent, or din nageya. Yeah, my nageya de toni mayo. Vimoy nagmar's question. Vimoy mimifnim mala rucha mimachutz, so kul yis nevela, for kul yis asheretz, ki le nok for my terim. Even though the bone of the nevela, the bone of asheretz, is whole, it's complete. There's no neck, there's no hole going through it, it's a complete bone, so you can't touch the inside. So you want to tell Mishnah that then it has no Tumas Magam. Question is why? Since the Mayach inside will cause eventually the meat to grow back on the outside, so it should be considered like it would be possible to have a Tumas Magam. So why are you Tor? Rashi says, my term, Etzim Gufa. Avril, the Etzim, the bone itself is called an Aver. Even without Mayach Nami should be Tomei. Because by a nevela, an aver has tumas nevela. So this bone should have a shame of an aver on it. So even without any moich, even without any meat on top, since it's possible later for the marrow to grow back again, and then the meat will grow back again, it's called an eder. So it should have a tumas maga nevela also. So my answer is, Omar Rabbi Binyamin bar Gidul, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Hocha b'mayaskin. No, you know what we're talking about over here? Kegoyen yika kezayis moich hamis kashkeish, that you have the kezayis true of the marrow inside the bone, hamis kashkeish, that's moving back and forth. Rashi says it means yavish, it dried up a little bit, the marrow inside, and v'neker was moved, mitoich ha-chalal, and this will not heal up anymore. So the Kitzur, the Mishnah is talking about the case of a bone, that even though it has the kezayis marrow inside it, but since it's dried up already and shaking around, it will not cause the outside meat to grow back again. So therefore, Pshat the Mishnah is like this. That gabi mace, if the bone comes from a mace, and Echnami, since it has the kezayis of moyach inside it, that alone is the kezayis of a mace, that alone has tumah. That if there's no pasech tefach, an air spot of a tefach on top of it, and then covering, but it's still the covering like the bone is right above the moyach, we say the tumah of the moyach shoots up, and Echnami there'll be a tumas oil because of that. Not because it's an aver, but because you have the kezayis of a mace. And the same thing would apply to Mugdashim also, since there's a kezayis of Moich inside, that had been nicer on it, so his bone was Mishamish nicer, the bone also would become Tomei. Now, Nevela, what about the second part of the mission of the Kuyus of a Nevela Kuyus Hasheretz? Kivun de Miskash Keshu, since the Moich inside is like shaking around, therefore it would not cause the outside meat to become better, so it's not called an Aver. So therefore, just as a bone alone, it's not Tomei. So what do you want a tumah to be because of the moyach inside? Now it depends. Nikfa, if there's a hole in the bone that you could get to touch the inside marrow in, then there would be a tumah smaga. But la nikfa, in a case where there's no hole in the bone, you can't have a tumah smaga in the miloi. Then there's no tumah smaga, there's no tumah masa. That's pshat the Mishnah. Omer Rebbe Yavin, Vitei Rebbe Yosi Barav Barovin, Afana Namatanina. We also learned like this, that it says, Hanageya, Bechachati Zayis, if you touch a Kechati Zayis, Umayla Chati Zayis, and if you put another hand over a Chati Zayis, of a mace, or else a Chati Zayis, Umayla Lov, or else you go into a house where there's a Chati Zayis, or the Chati Zayis of a mace goes over you. So Locher is Tommy. In both these two cases, you're Tommy. Even though you have to touch a Zayis to become Tommy, but here with the Tziruf, since you touched the Chatzik Zayis and the Chatzik Zayis was over you, together it's sort of like you touched the Kazayis and your tummy. So it's like this. Iyamrit Visham, if you tell me it's very good that Chat Shmahu, oil and maga has one name to it, Mishimachim and Starav, therefore you can put the two together. Eliyam, but if you can tell me Trei Shmeninu, that they have two separate names, that maga is maga and oil is oil, Mim and Starav, we can't put the two together. We want to bring a proof. The last terrace we said that in the ratio of our Mishnah with the bone of a mace, there would be a tumas oil. And even though the Mishnah only says maga, maga and oil goes together, so that's the proof from over here. Because see here it's mitzarif. And if we wouldn't have a shame, one name, it wouldn't be mitzarif. Because otherwise, v'otanan, we also learned a Mishnah in Oilus that says, v'otanan, ze'aklal, this is the general rule. Kol shum yishum echad mitzarif v'tomei. Mishnei shema is toher. If something has one name to it, it's Mitzarev to Tumas. Mitzarev v'tomei, but it has two names to it, the Tor. So what says good? Elamai, what do you want to tell me? Chat Shmo, it has one name. That oil and magi is called like one name. That's why here it says the Mitzarev. So what says, therefore it's good, our Mishnu also, even though it only says neg maga. It also means oil, it's one name. If something more says, aim is safe. What's the safer say? Avol ha-nogeya b'kechati zayis. If with one hand you're touching a kachatzi zayis of a mace,